John 15 is our last class, right? Yeah, so yeah, it's about to go down. And we're gonna have another class next year. But John 15, you don't take nothing from this class. You better take that. Reading the Bible is different now for you. Your process is different when you're reading the Bible. You're reading you. When you're looking in the Scripture, you finding yourself. Stop going in there looking for what you're going to tell everybody else. Y'all know how we do it. I might be the worst in the room. You go in there looking for a message that you won't deliver, and you ain't delivered. You won't go in there and tell somebody else what it says about them when you hadn't let it run its course through you. There's actually somewhere in the Bible, but it says that you got to let the word run its course through you first before you try to deliver it. Stop reading this Bible for ritual. Stop reading these scriptures because you're trying to show God that you're spiritual. Or your friends. Stop going to these scriptures trying to find that thing that you're trying to put on the thing you're believing for. These are all the problems that we got. These are all the things that we, you know, all the stuff that we do. So you take it out of context. So you pick that one thing and you go to work with that, but you don't even know what he said right before that. You don't even know who he was talking to. You get it? And so we have chronic failure. Uh-huh. How long you been reading your Bible? Come on, how long you been reading the scripture? Even when you started studying good. You had a certain year, you hit it and like I hit the pocket. Now I'm studying real good. How long you been doing that and wasn't nothing happen? I'm tired. I am completely. You know they say I'm fed up to here. I'm over that. I'm tired, y'all. I'm a young man with an old man's experience, right? When it comes down to church. I done seen all your favorite preachers. I said in my last class. I done seen all your favorite preachers. I done talked to all your favorite reverends and bishops. I done seen people lay hands on people and nothing happened. I done seen people struggle to get their bills paid. I done seen people struggle to get their church paid. I done seen people struggle for years and years to do a building fund. I seen all kind, you name it, what happened in church, I done seen it. I done seen the fakes in the fronts. And the lies and the connivers, right? I done heard all the scriptures. All the confessions, blessing, highly favored. I got all that. All the hallelujahs and the amens and the, all that. Tired. I'm tired, y'all. I'm tired of that. You cannot plead a case in the court of law without evidence. If you do not have evidence of what you're claiming, no matter how big or how great your opening statement is, if you have no evidence, we can't prove nothing. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that be not ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing the word of truth really means rightly dividing you. So we live these lives with a lot of words and no evidence. I used to love watching Dr. Price. Some of y'all don't know about Dr. Price. Dr. Price come evidence. Don't. Evidence. Do you evidence? Don't. I was a little boy, and my dad was watching Dr. Price, and we used to have we were in Gosman. Wasn't no dish and no Cox and none of that. In DirecTV and none of that. We had a big dish. Like a big old, I'm talking about satellite. I'm talking about you can go sit in that thing. I don't know. I guess we were ahead of the time. I don't know. Apostle always ahead of time. We had a big satellite dish. Had a little board right there in the house. You had to press H3. I remember that. H3, and that dish goes, and then so we watching Fred Price all day long. Evidence. Don't. Evidence. Right? Evidence. The truth of the matter is you're supposed to be the evidence.
Yes, sir. I am.
Not have it. See, we got to get off of this. It's the way we've learned it has deferred it. The way we've learned it has us attaining. Do you got it or not? Is it done? Is it finished? It's a good question, huh? No, Jesus didn't ask. He went on the cross and said, is it finished, Lord? No, it is. True or not true? Jesus said it or not? He said it, right? What are we doing? What you trying to complete? Have evidence, am evidence. Have evidence, am evidence. Have evidence, am evidence. All right, say, I am evidence.
I am evidence.
Come on, say it again. Say, I am evidence.
I am evidence.
Now, see, that changes the way you function.
That's right, yeah.
That changes the way that you think. Because we go from getting to being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, you have to stop trying to get a good word and be a good word.
Yes, sir, I am.
Y'all, come on. I need y'all to get what I'm saying. Come on, I need y'all to wake up, get what I'm saying. I need you to understand that when we're in here, right, we're finding being. Nothing else matters. Nothing else is acceptable. They wasn't going, listen, the price that needed to be paid was not going to accept the word. It wasn't going to accept the statement of what I'm going to do. No. The price that had to be paid that redeemed us all had to be done by a person. It was a being. It was been prophesied since Isaiah. It's been prophesied over and over again. Cool. You all excited about cool. What you gonna do? When it's time to die. What you gonna do? So we talk a good talk. Get words after 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 words. And I got a word this morning. I got a word yesterday. And I got another word tomorrow. And I got another word and this word and that word. And this year that word and that year that word. And all these different words. Where's the being? Don't nobody care about your word. Prove it to you why church is empty all over the nation right now. Because don't nobody care about your word. Trying to get a good word, be the word. I ain't got to go to John. We've been going to John all semester, haven't we?
Yes,
I was talking to a couple of friends today, and I said, what's wrong with y'all? Like, I said, well, tie up the word of God to Jesus. Trace it all the way back to Jesus. Because, see, you have to understand something about the word, about these scriptures, right? You have to understand something. When somebody give you a principle, somebody teaching you something, or somebody showing you something, if you can't trace it back to Jesus, that's his stuff. From the, all right, y'all want me to be real or what y'all want me to do? Last class. Like, what you want me to do? All right, y'all got my back if I be real? All right, this is what I'm saying. From the book of Acts up until now, man been slipping little stuff in.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Man.
Yeah.
Slipping little stuff in the church. Uh-huh. And they say different little things. And I understand why Paul says certain things to certain churches. You know, if you really want me, I'm going to break down the Bible. You want to break down the Bible a little bit to help you study, right? After the book of Acts, you don't really see many more miracles being talked about. Go look at it. Romans, Corinthians, Galatians, that's all. He Paul writing letters to the church. He didn't preach to them. He wrote a letter to them. Somebody got up and read it. All right. So now, all the way through that, and then he had to talk to people because I saw Jesus do this. Then I saw Paul have to do this too. And I told my last class that the reason sometimes that you don't get more yielded when you come to service, to church service, or when you're coming to listen to a message is because you don't come like Jesus. You came like you trying to find Jesus. What sense that make? Who are you? But if you come like Jesus already, right? Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly of heart. Right?
Yes,
if you come like Jesus, then you start picking up the Jesus vibe.
Yes, sir.
You'll start seeing the things that's being said to you about who you are as Jesus.
Yes, sir.
But we miss it. because we come all kind of other ways with all kind of other ideas. Yeah, we don't really know who we are. And I don't. We'll read this. John 15. We'll read this. I don't want you to leave this class. I know some of y'all gonna do it, and I would. I understood the Lord said. Jesus started praying. Said, "I thank you for the ones you gave me. I think that you keep them, right?" But there's no way in your sane mind that you can leave out of this class and go back to doing the same thing you've been doing. If you ain't expecting more, you need to give it up. You should expect more out of yourself. You should expect more to come from you when you say things. I expect stuff to change. I ain't just saying that. Fall out right now if you want to and see what I do. I expect you to get up. Has death lost its sting or not?
Yeah, come on, sir.
Till we get all nervous, now we're going to start praying in tongues. No, he didn't ask you for your tongues right then. Jesus ain't start praying in tongues when Lazarus was dead. He went over and said, he's sleeping. Lazarus come forth. Y'all get what I'm saying? It's a being. Everybody say being. Everybody say I am. See, this whole Bible is about I am.
Yes, sir.
It's about who you are.
Yes, sir.
Not about what you do. Even when you listen to Jesus. Y'all listen to Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. Jesus said, this is the scripture I just said. Take my yoke over me and learn of
me.
Don't learn my ways. Learn of
me. Come on, sir.
You get me?
Uh-huh.
He never deferred to something else. Even when he deferred to something else, it was still him. We'll see it in this chapter. It's like a circle. And you'll never get away from the circle of Jesus. You get it? He never deferred. Even Jesus didn't say, learn my ways. He said, I am the way. Don't learn my truths. I am the truth. Right? I am life. God's, from the beginning, God's word has been personified.
Yeah.
From the beginning, God's word was live in the flesh. God said, let there be light, and there was. He started doing it, then he said, let us make man in our own image and our likeness. And boom, the word was made.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was before your Bible was written. That's the original intent. The Bible talks about, go back to the original intent, huh?
Right.
Go back to the original. What did God originally? It don't say in the beginning God wrote the Bible. Don't shoot me. In the beginning, God wrote that book and said, you follow the statutes of that book.
Come on, sir.
From the time in the beginning when they ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, up until Moses, there was no book to read.
That's right.
But for years, mankind has gotten so, this Bible don't bleed. It can't breathe unless it breathe through you. It can't, let me see. Y'all hear anything? It's not talking, is it? Exactly. Needs life. Needs your life. It was never meant for you to be running around trying to figure out what to do. It was always meant for you to see who you are. Even to say the Bible was written by holy men, inspired by the Holy Spirit. That means that thing couldn't even be written without a flesh. And so this God's will. You are. Say, I am God's will. You're looking for the thing that you are. Trying to find the thing that you are. I need to find God's will in this situation. You are God's will in this situation.
Uh-huh.
You sit down. It's going to come out you. There's a lot of praying and a lot of confessing and a lot of jumping around you're doing, and you just need to sit down. Sit down. You tell somebody, sit down. Right?
Uh-huh.
Sit down. Maybe if you sit down, it'll come out you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You standing on yourself. Got your foot on your own neck. I ain't talking about blaming the devil. No, it's you. He ain't got no power to hold you down. He ain't got no power to put his foot on your neck. He ain't got no power to make you do nothing that you don't want to do or make you function or make you live in a way that you don't want to. He ain't got no power to hold you in a place you don't want to be. So if he ain't got no power to do it, get your foot off your own neck. Stop. I don't need no goosebumps for what I'm about to say. I don't need no mighty rushing wind or no spirit or no endowment, no dove on my shoulder, none of this. Stop reading this, trying to find out what you need to do and be something.
Yes, sir.
If you ain't looking for who you are, close it, because you're going to waste your time.
Come on, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, sir.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. If you ain't in there looking to try to see who you are, close it because you're going to waste your time. Don't come back to that until you're ready to find yourself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And all the time, it's not going to look like you like. Mm-hmm. Right. Majority of the time, it's not.
Right.
That mirror going to show up, and you're going to have crust. Yeah. Hair going to be out of place. You thought you was one color, and there's another color. You're going to see all kinds of stuff. You thought you was matching and you wasn't. Right? That's fine. Look in the mirror, though. Like, come on. All y'all looked in the mirror for you. All y'all looked in a mirror. When you came here, right? Why? You ain't want no boogers in your nose. You ain't want to walk on here looking all kind of ways. You ain't get dressed in the dark. Right? Yeah, so now your true being, your true self. Look in that mirror. You ain't going to like everything you're going to see all the time, but look. Every time you open it up, you ought to see something about yourself. And then you'll see whether you lined up or not.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do I look like Jesus or do I look like me?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Who I'm looking like right now?
Good.
Shoot, listen. Sometimes you be so busy trying to look like the other Christian that you done gave so much clout to.
Wow.
That ain't your wave, though. That's up for somebody. You looking at them and then you're like, yeah. And you over there dressed like them and looking like them and standing like them. I mean, people do that with apostles. Apostles walk around. He got a certain way he functions. Hand, he'll hold his hand. He'll hold the two fingers like that. And you see Brother Hagin do it. And then he'll be like, shh. You ever seen him do that? It's been a long time. But so a bunch of preachers running around talking about some shh. Just spitting on people. Just spitting on people because they thought the power was in the shh. That ain't your thing. Stop. Give it up. Give it up. Leave that alone. That's so true. Leave that alone. Who are you? This we are. Listen to what I'm trying to say. We are the body of Christ. We are not supposed to be knees and elbows.
Come on, sir.
You ain't supposed to be, you ain't supposed to be me, and I ain't supposed to be you. You get it? There's a divine, wow. There's a divine distinction between you and another. And you got to find that. If you don't find that, you'll find yourself being a replica for the rest of your life. Brother Hagin made a statement. He said, Brother Hagin, why so much power in your ministry and these other guys keep talking and they ain't saying, they seem like they're preaching the same message as you. Ain't nothing going on. He said, they said when he used to answer questions, he'd get real quiet for a minute. Y'all need to do that.
Yes, sir.
You shut up sometimes.
Yes, sir.
Right? People ask you a question. Now you come up with all the scriptures and you done come with all the wrong scriptures. And now you're trying to sound spiritual, so you answer so fast. Shut up.
Yep.
Shut up.
Shut up. Uh-huh.
He said, you sit there for a little while. Then he said, all them other guys, they're echo, I'm a voice.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, sir.
Oh, I don't want to say that. Good. I don't want to echo Jesus.
I don't
want to be your echo.
I don't be echo. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be your voice.
I want to be your voice. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
I want to be the voice of God.
The voice of God. Uh-huh.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
I desire to be the voice of God. I don't want nothing less than that. Anything else ain't gonna work. Verse 15, verse 1. I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. There's some good reading for you too. If you just read chapter 15 and 16, it'll really get 17. Yeah. All this, right? If you really, never mind. I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Every branch that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Mm-hmm. Now you are clean. People be jumping on this scripture right here and don't be knowing what the rest he's talking about. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Verse 4, abide where?
In me.
And what did it say after that? Come on, y'all. Explain to me something else. Look at that. Look at that again. Read again. Just read again real quick. What did it say?
Abide in me.
And what else?
And I in you.
Explain to me what else that means. Could y'all really rhetorically explain that to me religiously? I don't even understand why we're not. There's certain scriptures that we have to come to reckoning with. There's certain things that you just can't jump over and like, well, I read it, but it don't mean that. No, it means that. What does it say? And what else? That's it. You and me. And I'm, is there any loopholes? No loopholes, huh? What we be looping at then? There's no loopholes. You can't get past this. You have to rectify this moment. Jesus says, it's red, right? Abide in me and I in you. He's telling you to do this. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide where? In the vine. Remember verse 1, he said, I am the true vine. No more can ye except ye abide where? In me. No, in the word.
In
the scripture. Come on, in the church. In prayer time. All that other stuff lead to me. Would you been praying a long time? You should have found Jesus inside the prayer.
Yeah.
What praying and talking to God? What God told you? You Jesus. Guaranteed. It's not. Listen, I don't really need to give you a long. If God, I don't need to give you a long dissertation. Because once I told you that you are Christ, that means you Lord of all.
Come on, sir.
That means once I told you that you are Christ, right? That means you speak a word and it got to happen. I don't have to give you a calculus problem. Because that's the answer.
Uh-huh.
And then once you realize that that's the answer, then you become the answer.
Yes,
I am the answer, say it.
Uh-huh.
Stop throwing stuff at your situation and throw yourself at it. Stop throwing all these prayers and all this awe. We done waste so much awe. God bless the awe, man. I'm not, because I'm going to get mad at me. I'm just saying, we done threw so much awe at it, so much stuff at it, and so many prayers and so many different. Come on, y'all know it. Y'all on tired.
Yes, sir.
Come on, sir.
Well, just walk up to it and tell it what it's going to be. It's got to be whatever you say it's got to be, because that's a part of you. So whatever you be, that's got to be.
Absolutely. Come on, sir.
If I am victory, say it.
I am victory.
Then that's got to be a win.
Yes, sir. I am victory.
If it's in my life.
Uh-huh.
If it's not going to be a win, it got to get out of my life.
That's right.
No more can ye except you abide in me. Verse 5. I am the vine. Let's see, Jesus, in 2017, that's what year it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
In 2017, people still massively misinterpret Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
To this day, people still don't know what he was talking about. You got all your translations. What kind of translations you got on your phone? You know, the Amplified Bible and a Message Bible and the American Standard Version and then a New American Standard Version, right? And you got the Hebrew Bible and the Greek Bible, Tanakh, and all these different Bibles that you got, and people are still misinterpreting what Jesus be talking about. Do you want to know the misinterpretation? Here's why the enemy is an accuser. Here's why he's an accuser and a deceiver. So he's going to deceive about, he's going to deceive and accuse about the same thing. Mm-hmm. And it's all about you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, even if he talk about a situation, he's just talking about you. Right. Only thing he don't want you to know, the devil don't care about nothing else. We're talking about the other day. He don't care if you know nothing else. You know the Lord's Prayer? Cool. But if you don't know what it means, he all right with it.
Right.
You know you know all the commandments. You know, he don't care. The only thing he don't want you to know is that you're Jesus. Because he can't. You can't lie to the truth.
You can't. You can't. You can't. You can't. You can't. Yeah, yeah.
You can't lie to the truth. You don't see how easy it is? Mm-hmm. When you realize that you're the truth, through Jesus,
yeah.
Right? When you realize you're the truth, you don't have to worry about being lied to no more.
Come on. That's right. That's right.
That's automatic. I am discerning.
I am discerning. I am discerning.
Come on.
It's like we've been living, the Bible talks about a double-minded man is unstable in how many ways?
Oh.
And the reason we've been double-minded is because we've been living two different lives.
Come on,
this is what I'm seeing, all right? Can I show you what I'm seeing right quick? I'm out here sitting with y'all, and I'm looking at myself. I don't know what that looks like, but I'm looking at myself, right? And I see me, and I see another me, right? And this is Jesus me right here. But that other me keep quoting what this is. The other me keeps saying... It keeps saying the stuff that this is. Y'all, are y'all with me? Come on, use your imagination. The other me keeps saying, this. Where you at?
Yeah.
Because the other me keeps saying all that stuff, but he never becomes one.
Come on.
You want healing or you want to be healing? See, here's the difference. Here's why. This is what he was saying when he said, the works that I do, shall you do also, and greater works than these that I go unto my Father. This is what he's saying. He's saying, if you see me and you realize me, then you be me and then you do me. Here's why Jesus was a healer. Because you keep praying for healing instead of being healing. Don't go talk to your friends about this because they're not going to understand. You want money or are you money? You want abundance or are you abundant? See, Jesus, because Jesus said, we gotta go pay taxes. Cool. Go cast a hook. Not a bait. Not a net. I don't even know if they was fishing with. I don't even know if Peter knew how to fish with a hook because he had nets all the time. So he might have made, I got a revelation. He might have made Peter do something he never done before. Living by the book. Here we go. All right, now listen. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Right? Go cast a hook. Not a beta hook. A hook. One hook. Then he said, specific, the first fish that come up. Then you got, y'all know, anybody been fishing? Yeah. Usually, on a good day, you get a bite on the first time. But most of the time, you got to wait on the Lord. Right? First hook. Cast a hook. First fish that come up. Take it. And then he already did the accounting.
That's
right. Inside of him, he already realized, like we didn't even have to talk about it. Because I already know how much needed.
That's it.
I'm not even going to the water with you. Cast a hook, first fish to come up, take it. Inside of you gonna find, and I bet Peter was walking to the water and was like, I don't know what he talking about. I'm gonna go do it, right? Sometimes we get instructions like that too, right? You're gonna find a piece of money. Take it and go pay for me and you. Who it was for?
Me and you.
Oh. me and you, for both of us. It wasn't just for me. He was like, go catch that fish and go pay my taxes. I don't know what you're going to do. For both of us. That's being abundance. You're not looking for it. You got to click out. Everybody say click out. Come on, say it again. Say click out. Come on, say it. Say click out. Tell yourself. I don't know how you look at yourself. Tell yourself, click out. Say you, when you look at these scriptures, you got to click out. We've been taught to be separate. Since the beginning, in the garden, we've lived a separated mindset because of good and evil. That's the biggest problem with that. Double-mindedness. That's why we judging. You're judging that, and that's good, and that's bad. How you know? Where life at? There's a way that God set things up. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. There's a way that God set things up. And it doesn't matter who you think you are or what you decide to do. You've got to line up with the way God has said for it to be. Well, the way. There's a way. I ain't know that. There's a way that God set up. You line up with the way.
Yeah.
You can't have your way.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. That's good.
It's already set up.
It's already set up.
You just got to line up. I tell people the law of gravity. God made gravity a long time ago. And it don't care who you are. Don't care what color, what kind of suit you got, how much money you got, what color your skin is, if you're nice, if you're friendly, if you prayed in tongues, or if you did it. You get on top of that building and jump, and gravity going to get with you.
Yeah.
So you need to be on the right position. Need to line up. Yeah. Are y'all hearing me? Go on the inside. Go on the inside. We're too much on the outside. We've allowed several different things from our upbringing. And several different things we've been taught or we've been told. And mama done meant well. Right? Yeah. Daddy done meant well.
Yeah.
And they taught us from what they can teach us.
Yeah.
Are y'all hearing what I'm saying?
Yes,
grandma brought us to church. She taught us what she could teach us.
Yeah.
Thank God for that.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. But that wasn't the end.
Right.
You get it?
Yeah.
We built our houses on the outside. And we're not abiding on the inside.
That's good.
I'm the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth how much fruit? We're verse 5. How much fruit? He bringeth forth much fruit. Right? Let me open this back up. Hold up. What was the last line in verse 5? Who was that talking? We still, the same person still talking?
Yeah.
What does he say? What does that mean? Come on. Come the moment of reckoning. See, we be reading all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Y'all, all of them Corinthians, and them, no, right here. This is right here.
Yeah.
The red words.
Yes, sir.
What is he telling you? What did it say?
Without me, you can do nothing.
What interpretation you need for that? You need. I've been in the Amplified version say the same thing.
Yeah.
It might say flip it around. You can't do nothing without me, right? I don't know. Right? But the point is.
You can't do nothing without me.
What have you been doing?
Nothing.
Right? I proved to you ain't been doing nothing because you ain't been seeing nothing.
Yeah.
Huh? Listen, I'm over that.
Yes, sir.
I don't need to be cute for y'all.
That's right.
I don't need to have a good hallelujah and a shout and a worship to make you feel like I'm holy enough. That's done.
Yeah.
Wait, how long we been doing that, y'all?
Yeah.
Results.
Results.
Truth of the matter is, I am results.
I am
results. Want results? Be results. Now you say, well, people shouldn't want results. Well, you know, when you're a child, be a child.
Yeah.
When you become a man, you put away.
Child.
And then he says this, and in the go to Corinthians 13. 1 Corinthians 13. Real quick. Go ahead. Come on, quick.
Yeah.
Quick, I got quick. Give me your Bible. Verse 11, it says, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And then it starts talking about what's going on, the difference between childish and non-childish, just like over in the Galatians 4. You read that for yourself. When we talked about that last week, it says, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Uh-oh. So now we was like, God, let me tell you, this is going to change your relationship. You're not going to be hitting and missing so much. Oh, we be hollering in the sky. Y'all, come on, sir. Y'all don't want y'all act like y'all act like I don't know where we at. We be Jesus. Come on, sir. Why would you tell me what the scripture? We say holla out. Say God don't hear too good, so you gotta holler loud. You change the relationship. When you find out I am, there's a lot of fear that you deal with. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of condemnation. There's a lot of guilt. Listen to me. There's a lot of unworthiness that you feel. There's a lot of glory, right? And I understand. To really have respect for God is a strong ability to have awe and still know that you have a right. That's airship. You walking around, you can't talk to your daddy. Now, I'll give you a perfect example. I'll give y'all a perfect example. I'll give y'all a perfect in the flesh example. Are y'all ready? Apostle walking here right now. I'm going to sit down. It's going to be a certain kind of way. I'm going to be walking. Right? Because I have reverential respect. You get it? But I also know I came out the loins. And I also know I am the heir. Are you understanding me? So I don't have to be sitting in the presence of the Father in fear. See, here's fear. You know what fear is? Fear is a lack of you knowing your identity. In the beginning, they say, we hiding. He come looking for him. God looking for him. Adam and Eve. We hid because we was afraid. Because we was naked. That's the beginning of it. And then what's the next thing? Who told you you were naked? In other words, who told you another identity? So now you hiding and covering yourself because you don't know who you are. Change your relationship, huh? Y'all read this for yourself. John 15. Go back over quick and I'm going to knock this out real quick. I got 2 minutes. John 15, verse 5. I'm the vine, you're the branches, you're the body of me, and I am the same, bringing forth much fruit. For without me, you can do what? Yes. Remember to underline that, for without me, you can do nothing. So every time you try to do something, if he ain't involved. You know, the Lord showed me something about communion the other day. Right. Y'all want me to show you? Yeah. He said, often as you eat and often as you drink, do this in remembrance of me. That's not just on second Sunday. When you got the little juice in the, no, that means every time you eating. How many times you ate today? No, the snack too, snack. You ate them walnuts or whatever, yeah. Had a little snack in your head. When you went to the water fountain and got a little water, do this. He's trying to keep him on your mind. Amen. Verse 6, if a man abide not me, his cast forth as a branch of withering, and men gather them and cast them away in the fire and are burned. Verse 7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, then you ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. It's going to be done to you. Not for you. I'll slow down. Y'all, good, catch it. I'm going to wait because I got a minute, but I'm going to just wait for it. I'm going to do this unto you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, Yes, sir.
Yeah.
If.
Yeah.
You abide in me. Uh-huh. What all he said? Because other time he said, you abide in me and I in you. Uh-huh. Right? Uh-huh. But this time he said, if you abide in me and my words, what he's trying to tell you is me and my word ain't no different.
Ain't no different.
Right. You are the word. The words that you say should not be different from the words that you are. I am the word.
I am the word.
And it shall be done unto you. Then it goes on. Y'all need to read this. I ain't got time to go read 33. I just want to look at the clock. I ain't got time to read it. Here is my Father glorified. You bear much fruit. It shows you be my disciples. And he goes on in verse 10. He said, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Listen to me. I'm going to say this. Got 19 seconds. This is what I'm going to tell y'all. Ain't no difference between God's word and you.
No difference.
When you read this, it's talking about you. You just better make sure you end up on the Jesus side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't fall over there in Paul. God bless Paul. Yeah. And don't fall over there in Moses. God bless Moses. You better end up in Jesus. Yeah. If you find yourself over by Moses, keep walking until you get to Jesus.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Are y'all seeing me? Yeah. Amen. See y'all at graduation.